Tuesday marked the final day that candidates could register for regional and Senate elections this autumn. Candidates will contest 27 seats in the Senate, while others vie for posts in 13 regional assemblies. Jan Wellinger has the details.
It may be early days, but the run-up to regional and Senate elections this autumn has begun. 4 p.m. Tuesday was the final deadline for potential candidates. Now parties will vie for potential voters up until Election Day. Regional elections will take place on October the 13th, as well as the first round of Senate elections, while the second round of Senate elections will take place a week later. As in the past, opinion polls as well as pundits are suggesting the two biggest players in the fall elections will be the ruling Civic Democrats and opposition Social Democrats, both taking a different tack. While the former want to emphasize regional issues, the latter want to make the election a referendum on the national government. The opposition parties are hoping that widely unpopular austerity measures, the VAT hike or opposition to a major bill on church restitution will propel them to victory. Social Democrat Milan Škěr, the Speaker of the Upper House.
I think that the issue of church restitution will be one that many people will be deciding about. At a time when everyone is being asked to tighten their belt, a bill costing 140 billion crowns, in my opinion, will impact how people vote.
The Communist Party also wants to bring national issues to the fore. The party's deputy chairman Jiří Dolejš confirmed that his party would focus on church restitution as well as the state of public finances, which he said also impacted the regions. The ruling Civic Democrats, meanwhile, hit back, slamming the Social Democrats, for example, who dominated in the regions for 4 years. They emphasized they would also put regional issues front and center. Pavel Drobil is the Civic Democrats' campaign manager.
It's sad that even after 4 years that the Social Democrats dominated in the regions, they still don't know what the jurisdiction of regional assemblies is.
Which message will click with voters will be one of the big questions ahead of the autumn elections, but it may be harder or even not desirable to differentiate between national and local politics for one reason: the presence of a number of former politicians in government now seeking the office of governor in several regions. They are recently dismissed Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, who will be running in Plzeň, former Social Democrat Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek in Úzký nad Labem, and former Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek in Zlín.
Jan Wellinger with that report.